Grand Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Cases of bird flu continue to pop up in new areas and under varying circumstances. CBS's Matt Piper reports on another human case.
Nevada has confirmed its first human case of bird flu in a farm worker who was exposed to infected dairy cattle. That happened after they were infected with a more worrying strain of the virus that was confirmed last week to have spilled over from birds. Bird flu has infected nearly 70 people, mostly farm workers, since April. Nevada health officials say in this case, the person is recovering after suffering from pink eye and says there's no evidence the virus is spreading from person to person.
Investigators are pointing to landing gear on a mid-sized plane that landed and crashed into another plane parked off the runway at the city airport in Scottsdale, Arizona. One person was killed, three were injured. CBS's Chris Van Cleve has more on the investigation.
It was coming in from Austin, squared up for what appeared to be a normal landing until that apparent gear failure sent it veering off the runway and into another airplane. The NTSB and the FAA will certainly look into this accident to try to determine the cause and what factors, what lessons can be learned from it to perhaps make future flying safer.
President Trump issued an ultimatum and a threat to Hamas, saying he wants all Israeli hostages released this coming weekend or the ceasefire deal should be canceled.
It's Israel's decision, but as far as I'm concerned, if all of the hostages aren't returned by Saturday at 12 o'clock, I think it's an appropriate time, I would say cancel it and all bets are off and let hell break out.
Asked by reporters what he means by that, Trump said, "You'll find out." The public is apparently very interested in what's happening in Washington these days, especially the effort by Elon Musk to make radical changes in the government. There's so much interest, the phone lines on Capitol Hill are overwhelmed.
The congressional phone system has been jammed and unable to take calls at times, with so many people calling their representatives and senators. That includes this North Carolina woman.
I've had to leave a message. I've also noticed that sometimes their voicemail is full and I cannot leave a message.
The congressional phone system usually gets dozens of calls per minute. It's now getting more than 1,500 calls per minute. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Winter storm warnings are in effect from Kentucky to southern New Jersey overnight, and with the heavy snow expected in the mid-Atlantic region, up to 6 inches, Appalachian Power, which serves a million customers in West Virginia, and Tennessee, has requested 700 additional workers from neighboring utilities. That's to assist with any power problems which may come in the morning. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Join us for the next Midday Magazine as we welcome in part one our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce and in part two Realty Radio with David Farnborough. It's 4 to 5 on 97.5 FM WFHR.
The Eagles win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22. Linebacker Zach Bond from Brown Deer, Wisconsin, and former Badger intercepted a pass just before the half that set up another Eagles touchdown.
When I'm relaxing with my family in Wisconsin, I'm going to think about where I came from, what I did, and where I'm going.
The Chiefs denied the chance to be the first team to win three Super Bowls in a row, quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I can't turn the ball over early in the game when it's not going our way, and I'll have to learn from that and try to be better the next opportunity that I hopefully get.
NBA, the Bucks with a win at home, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I think I hit my first two threes, so, you know, obviously that's a good sign. You know, you hit those couple threes, it feel good. You see the ball go in early. The ball was moving. It was just a good flow to the game, so I felt good because of the flow of the game.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A dog is supposedly a man's best friend, but in the movie Dogman, they are one and the same. The film, about a canine police officer and his human handler who become one following surgery after being injured on the job, is number one at the box office for a second week in a row. The family-friendly canine caper pulled in almost $14 million at the domestic box office this past weekend, bringing its two-week total to $54 million. Two newcomers filled spots number two and three from last weekend. Sony Pictures' Heart Eyes opened in second place with a weekend weekend haul of $8.5 million, and it was Universal's action comedy Love Hurts that came in third place with $5.8 million. Mufasa the Lion King is showing serious resilience, finishing at number 4 with just under $4 million in its eighth week of release, and with domestic totals now at $235 million. Finishing out the top 5 is the horror sci-fi comedy Companion, which brought in $3 million in its second week in theaters. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little bit of flurries or light snow in the overnight. Otherwise, our skies will eventually turn partly cloudy. Lows between 0 and 5 below. A light northwest breeze. Tuesday, mostly sunny skies. Highs near 10 above. It's 12 at our studios.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome former police officer and podcaster Mark Motorson, who will discuss a fun true crime event at the Appleton Historical Society. And our pal film critic Rob Thomas joins the show to talk movies.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, what we were talking about in the first hour, you know, Trump breaking our government by refusing to go along with court orders, that moment of truth is upon us. Just breaking news here, U.S. District Judge John McConnell just minutes ago issued an order directing the Trump administration to immediately obey a previous restraining order halting the funding freeze at the National Institutes of Health and two other Biden-era laws. This is back on Friday. 22 state attorneys general, all Democrats, had accused the administration of not obeying Judge McConnell's order to unfreeze federal spending for grants and loans. And the White House OMB said that the order did not apply to specific federal programs. So McConnell says, yes, it does. His five-page order says, and I quote, "A broad, categorical, and sweeping freeze of federal funds is, as this court found, likely unconstitutional and has caused and continues to cause irreparable harm to a vast portion of this country." Therefore, McConnell has ordered the Office of Management and Budget, this is Russell Vogt's agency now, the architect of Project 2025, to, quote, "take every step necessary," end quote, to restore funding for the Inflation Reduction Act, the Infrastructure Improvement and Jobs Act, the National Institutes of Health, and other agencies covered by the restraining order. In other words, Congress said you're going to spend this money. Damn it, you're going to spend this money. Now we find out, is Trump going to openly defy a federal court? Now, my guess is he'll appeal it. And the appeals court, you know, if he does it with a right-wing appeals court, and I don't know how much discretion he has in picking jurisdictions at this point, but if he appeals it, he may, you know, get that order stayed or maybe not. But we're into the last part of the third quarter, the first part of the fourth quarter here, to use a metaphor from yesterday. Wasn't that a bizarre football game? I'm reading all over the internet that Mahomes, you know, the quarterback for the Chiefs, that he was photographed with Trump, his family is with Trump, his wife has been tweeting how wonderful Trump is, and that this is the Trump curse, that if Trump likes you, you're screwed. So who knows? But I digress. Anyhow, we'll see where this goes. Meanwhile, David Jolly, the former Republican congressman from Florida, was on MSNBC over the weekend, and he says the biggest problem coming is that the government funding cliff is coming. The Republicans are going, the Democrats are talking about, and I think they're quite serious about this, about just standing back and letting